Hello and welcome to IT Imagination's 360-second IT check. In this episode, Android 12 beta introduces a new accessibility feature. Signal partners with MobileCoin to deliver private payments. Cloudflare stops DDoS attack of the century, and more. Android 12 beta feature lets you control your phone with your face. Android beta 12.0 introduces an interesting feature that might be a game changer for all those who cannot use phones as the majority does. Google added a feature called camera switches, which, when enabled, allows you to perform predefined actions using face gestures. For a full list of gestures and possible actions, go to our blog post. Camera switches are an addition to the accessibility suite on Android. It complements the switch access feature, which lets you control your phone without using your touchscreen. The difference here is that you still needed an external device to use the new feature. Now the only thing you need is your face. Only recently did we get cameras of resolution that were high enough to allow for that. Many people might remember Microsoft's Kinect, which lets you control the Xbox 360 with your body. The camera was not good enough, however, and you could not use your fingers, something that was clearly missing. Now millions of people can control their phones in a way that is easy for almost all. It just so happens that phones are most personal devices, which often allow us to manage our whole lives. Next up, Signal and MobileCoin integrate. MobileCoin, a payment solution dedicated to easy, privacy-focused transactions using one's phone, is integrating with Signal, the privacy-focused chat app. So far, the integration between the two is in beta, which is available in the UK only. The geographical scope of the beta will expand as the nonprofit operating the app gathers more feedback. Signal was launched as a chat with the strongest encryption possible, while being that simple. This approach earned them millions of users, and the number is steadily growing as well. The ability to transfer money using the app will allow for a fiercer competition with leaders in the field, such as WhatsApp or iMessage. Signal has a huge advantage, however. One does not have to link a personal bank account, which removes the caveat of privacy. It's only about linking your MobileCoin wallet, which is a piece of information not connected to any other data. Next up, China and the big tech crackdown. We have mentioned crackdowns of the Chinese government on tech companies several times before, and to add to that, we now have another big news on our hands. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said on Wednesday that 43 apps, including Tencent Holdings Limited's WeChat, were found to have illegally transferred user data and ordered their parent companies to make rectifications, Reuters wrote in their article. Now the violating parties have until August 25th to make the necessary changes, or else they will face repercussions from Chinese authorities, quote, in accordance with relevant laws and regulations, end of quote. Those are becoming more strict too. On August 20th, a new regulation had been passed. The law, which is called Personal Information Protection Law, is set to take effect in November. For some of the provisions, go to our blog post. Next up, Go 1.17 released. Go, the language for backends from Google, is now in version 1.17. With it, there are some interesting changes and novelties. The compiler had been improved, which resulted in a 5% performance improvement and a reduction of the size of the binaries for the AMD 64 platform of about 2%. While it might not seem as much, it does add up in the end. Devs targeting ARM64 on Windows have reason to be happy, because now they can target the platform. There is another big change to the language. Quoting the project's blog post, the first two are new functions in the unsafe package to make it simpler for programs to conform to the unsafe.pointer rules. unsafe.add allows for a safer pointer arithmetic, while unsafe.slice allows for safer conversions of pointers to slices. The third change is an extension to the language type conversion rules to allow conversions from slices to array pointers, provided that the slice is at least as large as the array at runtime. To put it simply, the first two changes allow for safer operations when looking for performance improvements. The unsafe module is mostly relevant if you're out of options when trying to speed up your code, as they provide the possibility to step around the type safety of Go programs. The last describe change in the language provides a bit more convenience for Go developers. For the link to the full post, go to our blog post. Thank you for listening. For more news, including the news on the DDoS attack of the century, and more materials, go to our webpage itimagination.com.